I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sorry, Dole.
Sorry, Dole.
That was me. That was the IRS to me yesterday.
Sorry, Dole. You owe a lot of taxes.
I have to pay.
Do you owe?
Mm-hmm.
You owe a fair amount this year.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have. You need
an accountant.
Well, that for sure.
I mean, I pay. It's all like taxes are all reported.
You don't have to tell me.
I'm not.
I'm not gonna snitch on you, Dole.
No, I'm. I did. I now just have to pay the.
Yeah. I was gonna say you should have like a holding company or an S corp or something. Maybe pass your money through.
I mean, I was.
That's what I learned to do. Learn that the hard way, Dole.
No, a few years ago when I was in a writer's room, they wanted all of us to start like an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like.
You said no, Dole. Sorry, well, Dole. I'm not going
to
do it.
I was just like, I don't have a reason to right now because I'm.
Just wait. Texas say, we'll give you a goddamn reason, Dole.
Yeah, now I'm like, fuck me.
No, my IRS sorry, Dole year was. I think in 2013, I got the sorry doll of a lifetime.
Was that the year that you went to the car dealership in Universal?
No, that was like 2 years ago. That was like three years ago. Sorry, doll.
That Nissan said, sorry, doll.
Nissan said, sorry, doll. We're not giving anything away, but do you want to buy a Nissan? And I said, no, doll. Sorry, doll. I don't. No, I literally thought, I was like, I'm a writer. I've written a book. You can Google it. It was a New York Times bestseller. And every ounce of money I get that I spend is really just research because I'm a writer and it's all write off. Right, doll? And they said, no, doll. Sorry, doll. And they said, you owe us $18,000. And I said, sorry, doll.
I don't have.
I'm not going to pay. I don't have that, doll. I can't pay that. So then I just was like, to the IRS. Then I turned the sorry, doll onto them and was like, sorry, doll. I'm not going to pay my taxes for 3 years. And then they were like, sorry, doll. That's not how it works. And then
they're like, you, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to prison.
And then I dissociated in a fugue state one day and hired a tax attorney. And they said, sorry, doll, you can't not pay your taxes. You can pay us and we'll try and fix this. And so then ultimately I was able via these attorneys to write a letter to the IRS with a bunch of like past years of bank statements and say, sorry, doll, looks like I don't have the money to pay off this insane amount of money that I owe you. And they said, all right, doll, we'll take X amount of money and we'll settle your debts. But then you have to promise you will pay all your taxes on time in full for the next 5 years. Yeah. And if you fuck up once, we can reimpose this like
fee.
Well, we can basically say like you owe us like 60 grand.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing is like they're, if you talk to them and they like want to figure out a way to help you.
Yeah. It's just literally taxes are going back and forth and saying, sorry, doll, until someone, until someone explains themselves the most, which will be you, the taxpayer, because the IRS doesn't have to explain shit to you.
They say, sorry, doll.
They literally, sometimes I just get letters from the IRS saying like, sorry, doll, seems like you owe $1,000. And then I just have to pay it because you can't like.
No, you can't. And like the minute.
And I've used up all my sorry dolls with them. So now I'm on my best behavior.
But you're a model citizen with taxes.
Well, now I am. But I literally was a hot mess express.
No, I mean, the minute I get like any mail about taxes, like months prior to I just stare at the envelope and I'm like, oh no. Because I'm just convinced that I'm going to go to jail somehow.
No, I like.
Even though, like,
it takes a really long time for you to go to jail. No, and you really have to,
and
like.
I reported yesterday, like, I did through TurboTax.
Doll, no one's going to come for you, doll.
I'm just saying it for myself, doll.
Okay, doll.
I did TurboTax, and, like, you know, and it's. I don't know.
Carrie, for the listeners, is looking straight into the camera right now.
I reported my taxes yesterday. And I have not that much. You know what I realized? My accent is South African. It's not even Australian.
It is a little South African, doll.
I don't want that.
No.
But, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to have to do a payment plan.
That's fine.
Sorry, doll.
Sorry, doll. I'm going to have to pay this in installments.
She's got to pay in installments, doll. And they'll say, all right, doll.
All right, doll. If that's the way you've got to pay, you've got to pay that way.
Speaking of IRS, I just need to recommend Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, the movie.
I love that.
Because most of it takes
place.
It's
a really IRS-heavy movie.
The whole thing takes place in the IRS office of California.
Wait, I need to see this.
And you go into like different
this is my life.
And Jamie Lee Curtis plays one of the IRS tax person, and she is a revelation and like should be nominated for Best Supporting Actress. The makeup and like everything they did with her to make her look like it's like, and she's so good. And Michelle Yeoh is just, I can't recommend it enough. I was bawling my eyes out.
Okay, I need to see it then.
It should be seen in the theater.
A whole feel of the world, doll.
I went to AMC yet again, but this time
there's
in Century
no
City.
Escape. That's the good AMC.
Well,
kind of, but it's still sticky.
It was sticky, and mm-hmm. I have not been in a theater that full since pre-COVID, and I was suddenly like, I was getting mad.
Why? Because people were loud and inappropriate?
No, it was like no one was really there. We got there a little early, like maybe 20 minutes early, and we were watching like the Maria Menounos like pre.
You got there 20 minutes early?
Yeah.
So then you sat for 20 minutes, watched the thing, then sat for another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So you got there, you basically sat for an hour before
to
see the movie. Sorry, doll.
We're
AMC
pumped.
Loves a sorry, doll. 30
sorry,
minutes
doll.
Of previews.
I'm pumped.
That's not even prompt.
I'm early, doll. Sorry, doll. But we watched like the newbie thing that Maria Menounos does, and I was like, this is Maria's time, and she's milking it for all it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But then, and I was like, okay, it's not going to be that crowded. Like, I want this movie to do well, so I would like there are more people here. And then all of a sudden, clown car. Do 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 do, like just people just pouring in droves as the preview started, and I turned to Simon and I went, I fucking hate this.
Were you freaked out by COVID?
No,
you're just like not into.
No,
crowd.
It just I'm just not used to being like with that many people, and I just got like a moment of like stress, and then I relaxed. But because
was it a matinee or was it
no? It was 7:30.
Sorry, doll.
Friday night, Westfield Mall, but. Fucking incredible movie. It's it shouldn't work, but it does. And it's so ambitious, and they pulled everything off. Like, there's not one moment where you're like,
I'm going to see it this week, Dole.
Dole, it's worth it, and it's so uplifting, too. Like, and fucking funny. Like, genuinely hilarious movie.
I saw X.
Great.
Last week in theaters.
Did you like it, Dole?
I loved it, Dole.
Isn't it good? I saw it, too.
AMC, again, they said, sorry, Dole, we're not going to let you have a great movie-going experience because... you're going to be able to hear Batman through the walls.
Ooh.
So I could hear literally the Batman soundtrack happening, reverberating through the walls of the theater. And I said, AMC, you've done it again.
X was good.
X was good.
It's gross.
It's really gory. They go there, Dole. But they go there. Mia Goth is so fucking hot.
She's
stunning.
She's so gorgeous.
70s queen vibes.
I didn't realize that was her, the old woman.
I know. I didn't know that until after. I knew that it had to be someone in an old lady suit because I was just like, the way they're moving. I also was like, what old woman would want to do this role?
Very Tilda and Suspiria.
Imagine being 89 and then they're like, you're going to be fucking hideous.
And a
oldie
sex pest.
And a sex pest. And you're going to have to show your neeps. And you're going to come on to everyone. And basically everyone's going to be like, you're so fucking disgusting.
And you're going to like,
are you in or are you out? And they're like, I'm out.
Sorry, Dole.
Sorry, Dole. I want to live my life.
But Maria Goth said, I'll do it.
Maria Goth.
Maria Goth. It was so
sorry,
good.
Sorry, Dole. That's not a name.
Brittany Snow was hilarious.
She was good.
Kid Cudi was great.
Oh, that was Kid Cudi.
Yeah. Hot.
Scott.
Also, the guy who played the, like, director.
Yeah.
Was fucking hot. And he was the boyfriend in The Ring. Who gets killed at the end.
He's hot, Dole.
Dole. I loved all the male nudity, Dole.
Yeah. And I love sucking and fucking, Dole.
When the old people fuck, though, at the end, that was...
traumatic, Dole.
Traumatic. And I loved at the end, well, I'm not going to talk about it.
I love just like...
it's a great movie.
I love Ty West. More movies, please. Ty West, more movies, please.
House of the Devil?
You know what I'm going to watch tonight, Dole?
What, Dole?
The Innkeeper's Dole. I've never seen that. House of the Devil's so good. I've seen... what did he do? He did... was it Hostel 2? No. Was a...
no, Dole. That's Eli Roth, Dole.
No, but he did, Cabin Fever too, which I've seen. Not my favorite,
no,
Dole.
He didn't do Cabin Fever.
This is the sequel.
Oh, the sequel.
Cabin Fever, even more fever in the cabin, Dole.
Cabin Fever 1 is disgusting.
It's incredible.
Oh, it's so fun.
It's major, Dole.
It's major.
But it's a vibe and a half, Dole. But yeah, if you're looking for just like a bloody, sexy 70s gore fest, look no further than a little sexy movie called X.
A pro sex worker,
pro porn,
pro sex positive, anti-conservative horror flick.
It's great, Dole.
Yeah, but good movies on the rise. The Nicole Kidman ad killed me. I think
back now to doing the full-blown ad.
I know. I think it was the first time I'd seen the whole thing on screen. It was the first time.
Wow. Because it was
screen.
It's not my first rodeo. It's literally my like 13th rodeo because they had it, the full version. Then I think they edited it down to like a shorter version.
A tight 10.
But then now they said, Nicole said, sorry, doll. That's not part of the deal. I want the whole version. They said, okay, Dole. And so they are now doing the full version again. And when she is having like a revelatory moment watching Wonder Woman, that's the part that kills me the most.
I have yet to be in a theater where everyone's reciting. I saw some of these people, these comedy people. I think there was some screening this weekend of something and they all had the... someone posted a video, and I think I could hear Drew Drogi in the background, and I'm like,
I've seen a movie with Drew.
I've seen movies with Drew Drogi, and it is a truly blissful experience to watch like a bad movie with him. And so I was like crying hearing his voice because I just love his voice so much.
Sorry, doll.
But that I need to be in the experience where we're all laughing. Like, I laughed, but no, there were no lols to be had.
It wasn't a camaraderie.
I was like, guys, this is so funny. Like, this is amazing.
And they got sorry, doll.
And everyone was kind of like,
we love E.T. and we love Wonder Woman.
People were like,
heartbreak feels good in a place like this, doll.
Yeah. And I was just like, last week, I'm going to share this truth.
What is your truth?
I self-taped last week and Laura filmed me.
Oh, yeah, true.
And I was looking through B-roll footage, and there's a moment where you hear me go, heartbreak looks good in a place like this.
Yeah, you did invoke the spirit of Nicole.
Laura had no choice but to do the
forced into doing a full body zoom in, zoom out of Candy. Because they make you on self-tapes go, I'm Carrie O'Donnell and I'm 6'3". And then you have to do a full body zoom out so that they know that you're not, I guess, like a closeted obese person or something.
You fugue.
So they can literally just be like appraise you like the piece of livestock you are.
You fugued.
And it makes me fugue, but I like being behind the camera, doll. I like being in control.
Let me say, Laura's a good acting coach, doll.
Doll, I'm a director at heart.
You were a director.
I love to work with actors, doll.
You actually
it was really fun.
You were really helpful and like insightful, and you saw things I didn't think about.
I was happy to do it and would 10/10 do it again, doll.
Thanks, doll. Hopefully I get the part.
If you get this part,
that'll be
actually incredible.
I'm giving you a cut.
You don't have to do that, doll. Oh, I'll be
I think
a manager.
It was a good tape.
I'll be a manager, doll.
Right?
Yeah, it was great.
Doll.
Doll. Do you think you're going to get this part?
No.
That's no shade. People that think I'm being like mean right now, I'm really not.
If you knew
not.
The context.
If you knew the context of what the role was, doll, you'd...
Doll.
Doll.
It's a far reach.
Doll, don't even judge me.
It's a far reach, but I tried my
but
best.
It's a great. It was a great tape.
Thanks.
You turned out great, doll.
Thanks, Binge.
If I were a manager, I would say I'd see something in you that I want to work with, doll.
Maybe they'll see something in me, doll. They go, he's on Propecia, doll.
Oh, doll, he's on Propecia.
I'm
gonna have to put you through my software and see where your followers come from, though, doll.
Let's get into it. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique podcast, doll.
The many bays of, the bays of our lives.
I'm in a place of doll, and I'm never coming out of this place.
Many dolls. How about we just go to the dolls of Byron?
The dolls?
Should we change it to the
dolls? No, we're not changing it.
Right.
It is what it is, doll.
Say it at the same
time. Sorry, doll.
Bays
of our lives, doll.
I'm going to walk out of this place.
No, you won't, doll.
Oh!
The great thing about dolls, you can say it at the end
doll.
Of everything.
Okay, doll. Okay. So we come
what
up
is
with...
a doll?
Tony. Tony's doll.
He's a little doll. Doll.
So we come up on the originator of doll. Alex is on a anti-Jade tirade crusade, and he's coming for Jade's wig.
Alex is a man obsessed. He's now fully spends his days where he could be getting clients to rep just stalking Jade.
Well, and I'm going to just talk about it right off the top. We find out the reason why Alex has such fervor with his hatred of Jade.
Just because he's a little salty.
Because Jade denied him to be his manager years ago. And he's...
Jade said sorry, doll.
Jade said sorry to Alex.
Yeah.
He was like... Anyway, we'll get to it. But that Alex... So Alex has a vendetta because he got denied.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going full investigation mode.
All he does is sit on the couch in his office and stalk Jade's Instagram and scroll and scroll and scroll.
So we put Jade's Instagram through like some kind of like filtering
thing.
This
is literally a web... Like you can go to just a website that's free. It's not like his special software.
Yeah, the special software of
but
his
he's
agency.
He's scrolling on the couch and he goes, there's no way that's Crystal. There's just no way. And keeps scrolling. And he goes, when it comes to social media, I know what I'm talking about.
He says that a huge percentage of Jade's followers are located in Turkey and Iraq.
He goes, 37% of his audience lives in Turkey. I can't even say Turkey.
I know.
And the other one is Iran. The other red flag is Iran.
No, Iraq.
Iraq.
I think it was Iraq.
I think it was Iran.
Oh, okay.
But maybe both.
Maybe both.
But still.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Also, if he has 1 million followers, there are still like 400,000 followers that are not from Turkey or Iraq. And guess what?
He's living his life.
He's fucking a global sensation doll.
Where Sarah wishes she had followers in Turkey.
Yeah, also maybe she should buy some Turkish followers. Alex goes, he ropes his harried assistant into
she's kind of like, fuck.
She's just like a girl with a sideswept bang that's just trying to like type through the day. And Alex goes, she goes, get over here, I guess. And they look at everything together. And Alex goes, well, this is taking the piss. This is really taking the piss. And he goes, the reckoning has begun.
He goes, this is your salon. I'm Tabitha and I'm taking over. Jade is hanging with Lauren. Lauren and him are like, they like are having so much fun together. Lauren's never had more fun in her life.
Lauren.
She's living out loud.
Is truly a bobblehead.
Her head is hanging on within an inch of its life to her neck. And she's so happy she's found her gay best friend.
She literally has never been happier. They're both wearing Versace robes and she's doing like little poses. And when she does this like slouch that only the thinnest of thin girls can do, where you basically like move your body to where any normal bodied woman or man would have rolls, but the thins, it just goes like small tummy wrinkles.
Yeah.
And that's a pose they love to do. They love to flaunt their toned tummies.
They're just like drinking champagne and just like being silly. And then he gets a FaceTime from
Jade.
What?
He says, I've moved to Byron to make friends and the people I've met so far and the energy is just a total vibe and a half.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
His mom FaceTimes him and he goes, "Sorry, mom, me and Lauren are creating content.
I've just been creating content with Lauren, so I haven't been able to answer your calls."
His mom seems like...
He goes, "Since I've been an influencer, she's just been really critical of me."
She's just really critical. She's like...
She's a jealous hater.
She's a little Barbara Hershey and Black Swan.
Sometimes you'll become a famous influencer, the most followed male in all of Australia, and your mom will be a jealous hater.
She's like always talking about his weight and like... commenting, basically calling him like a mess because he drinks too much. Like, she's always kind of nagging him and trying to dim his light, and I'm like, leave him alone.
Jade's also so young. I forget that he's not 36. He goes, "Mom, since I've been here, I've been just making so many friends, and every time I'm out, I'm just choosing healthier options. So even when I have a drink or two, then I'm a little wasted. I still want to choose a healthy option." I was like, why is he telling his mom about all his healthy options?
Because she probably shames him for what he eats.
She's trolling him about what he eats.
Yeah,
I think. Sad.
Yeah, and he said that growing up, he was a little overweight and he got made fun of like mercilessly, and he's never really had friends.
Sweetheart.
And then there's photos of him when he's younger and he's so cute.
He started influencing to make friends, which I was like,
I know, it's really misguided.
It's not the way to do it. I feel like you're going to make more enemies than friends.
And his mom, I'm like, if you have so many critiques, maybe be a better mom and he won't feel a gaping chasm in his heart.
Yeah, he wouldn't be trying to make it in Byron Bay and also being turned away from Byron Bay and having to film outside, doll.
Maybe be nicer. Maybe you and whoever your partner is, be nicer to him.
Wow, I just thought it was like, oh...
No?
No, doll. My eyes are open now to the dynamic.
I think I was immediately like triggered. I thought she was like very like judging him. No? Am I being
massaged? No, I see that.
Am I being a sort of
I see what you're saying, doll.
All right, doll.
Sorry, doll.
I'm about to... They're coming for me, doll. The Jade mom fans are coming
for
me.
The women, the moms out there.
The women with a wire.
The critical
coming for
moms
me,
out there are going to come for you now, doll. "What did you think of Jess's launch?" says Lauren. And it cuts to Alex literally going, 6 years, doll. Sorry, doll. I wouldn't have been able to do that in 6 days.
Jade and Lauren talk about Alex's hatering comments. And, yeah. Lauren, this made me laugh. She goes, "God, Alex just is a sassy little bitch."
Amen.
I'm like, he is.
He is.
Jade's ready to... He's like, "You don't come for my friends."
He goes, "Don't come for me. Don't come for my friends." Now it's a war. Jade is going to snatch wigs. I love how obsessed Jade is with wanting to make new friends. Because I feel like I, too, have been there where I'm like, I need friends. And like, the best... I guess, and fastest way to ingratiate yourself to new people is to like fight to the death whoever tries to come for them.
Find a common enemy and fight them
and
to the death.
Take them the fuck down and just say, "Don't come for me, don't come for my friends." And that's how you declare yourself part of the group.
Jade by the end is like
Jade's the toast of the friend
group. He's the king of the group at the end.
He is
the
Jemé.
Queen and the king.
He literally goes straight to a place of Jemé by the end of this episode. And I was ready for the Jade takeover.
He goes straight to the power source and like bullies people and then is immediately accepted as like the leader of the group.
It's incredible dynamics at play.
Which makes me not believe that he had a hard time making friends. I don't fully believe that.
Yeah.
I feel like he was always
I'm ready for Jade to become the full-blown enemy of the show.
He will.
I'm ready. Kai is making some chai. Would you care for a cup?
With Simba.
Simba goes, oh man, I love chai.
Chai is my favorite, mate. Kai freaks me out.
Yeah.
His art.
Look, I think the photos are interesting.
Oh, okay.
What? I think that they're nice.
Okay.
I think they're good. He could sell them on like artsy.com and you could buy them if you wanted to. I wasn't compelled.
I'm being a hater today.
You're sipping some haterade. You go, sorry, doll. I didn't like that.
I just did taxes, doll.
You are in a place of post-tax, IRS. Sorry, doll. No, but...
I couldn't take these photos, so, you know...
Look, I like them. Would I buy one of them? No, doll. But
his whole thing of like it symbolizes
printing it on sheets because they're cheaper. I was like, sorry, doll, you should never have said that.
But him being like, my art represents blowing. I was like, what?
Blow-ins.
I know, but like blowing in with the wind.
Yeah, I was pretty like, literal.
Pretty literal.
His mind. I love him showing Simba his photos and Simba goes, look at this curious mind you have.
That was cute.
Simba's a supportive king.
Simba shows us when he used to work in corporate.
I also was like, you never work in corporate. You literally just put on a suit to do this photo shoot for Instagram.
Daddy.
But no corporate guy has like
no
gauged ears.
No.
You can't do that.
I used to work in
You'd
corporate.
You'd go into the office and they'd go, sorry, doll, get out of here with those gauges.
Yeah.
Sew those up, doll. Then come back. Nathan joins them.
Nathan joins. And
Kai's going to hold an event for his art in a warehouse, doll.
A bond doll. And Nathan suggests Sarah sings.
He goes, you should get... go.
Sorry, he goes, yeah, mate, she came out on the beach and just sort of whipped a uke out, and I was sort of in immediate starstruck, and I was like, oh my God.
It doesn't take much. He goes, you should get Sarah at your event. She sang to me on the beach. And they go, wow, what a flex doll. And he goes...
If people haven't turned us off by now, I salute you. The sing doll.
I think they're crying. I think they're loving it, doll.
They're loving it, doll.
I'm sorry,
she
doll.
She whipped a uke out, doll, and I was sort of starstruck. Place of
Nathan
uke.
Nathan loves a uke on the beach.
Place of uke.
A uke? If you whip your uke out, I've got to go, doll.
Give me that uke and I'll break it over my fucking leg.
I can't with a uke. I can't take a uke seriously, doll.
Nathan's hot. Sorry.
No, doll. I get it.
All the guys
Elias
in the
is
show,
hot. All the guys
I would
are
let
hot.
Them all. Except I'd like let them all like.
I'd let Kai. I'd let
face.
Kai wank it in the corner, doll, while I took it from all angles by the other men. Sorry,
Kai,
doll.
You gotta watch, doll.
Kai, you gotta stay over there, doll.
Stay over there, doll. You're not. You're not.
You
accessing.
Can look, but you can't touch, doll.
No touching, doll. But stay over there and wank your little thing, doll. Wank your little sausage, doll. Let me see that meat, doll.
But Simba.
Simba,
Nathan, and Elias, ooh. Doll, get in here, dolls.
Airtight, doll.
Alex, you can film, doll. Post it on social, doll. Kai, you can wank, no touch, doll.
Alex?
Hey, dolls, action.
Jade, get over here, too. Jade, here's some content for you.
Yeah, Jade, we want eyes on this. Got to get Jade in the mix. Simba's so hot.
He's amazing.
I never like guys like that.
I do sometimes. So I feel like they're freaky.
You need to be an Australian. You need to have an accent of some sort.
Yeah.
And You can't be American and do what Simba's doing. No. You're deeply embarrassing.
Yeah, but Simba's a bay. He's a Byron Bay. Alex and Sarah meet.
Man, I love Chai. He loves everything.
What a curious little mind of yours.
I think Simba would listen to this podcast and go, God, what curious minds they have, doll.
In earnest.
Yeah, he would love it.
Alex and Sarah are flops together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He's obsessed with Jade.
If I met with my manager and they talked and talked about an influencer with a million followers and were obsessed with like their followers not being real, I'd be like, why are you, can we talk about me?
Well, later when they're fighting, Jade goes, who are your clients even? And he's standing with Sarah and he goes, are there any of them here? And he goes, no. And I was like, wait.
Well, I don't think that she's his official client yet. He's just like vetting a doll.
Well, he's not doing himself any favors.
I know. If I was Sarah, I'd be like, what the fuck, doll?
But it's Sarah. She's not going to make the right decision.
Yeah. I love him meeting Sarah. He goes, well, I had to run it through my software, doll. I had to run a report. And it literally is you go to like fakefollowers.com or something.
Yeah, doll.
I've done this, doll. Oh, he tells her that his audience is Turkish and...
But it's only like 100,000 people.
And then Sarah goes, he just doesn't have a big audience in Turkey? She's praying that maybe Jade is huge in Turkey, which honestly...
He is.
I think that he is, doll.
Yeah, doll. I just wrote, I'm so afraid of Elle. Elle's walking through the woods.
Elle is...
With Nathan.
She is otherworldly.
There's something up with her. I can't put my finger on what is wrong with her, but there's something deeply off about the persona she's pushing. So Elle and Nathan take a stroll through a tree grove, and it's honestly kind of scary. There's something, it's like unsettling.
Yeah.
And then they arrive at this like...
She goes, God, I love being in nature. I love spending time in nature, just breathing in the oxygen-rich air.
They're in a space station. I think
she's put Nathan in a trance, and she's now walking him through the woods.
Well, they arrive at this like random-ass table that's set up, and there's like a chalkboard with like writing on it. I'm like...
She could be a witch.
There's something really off here, and they're in some kind of simulation. What was that table?
They're on the set of And Just Like That.
Maybe. What was that table?
I don't know. Why was an umbrella.
I was like, is this like a lemonade stand?
I don't know, doll.
Doll. It was a little weird, doll.
I agree, doll. She tells Nathan that someone's been going around calling him a fuckboy.
Elias.
He can't believe who would ever say such a thing like that.
Again, he tells her, I was a little starstruck when she pulled out the uke about Sarah. And Elle's mission right now...
to destroy Nathan and Sarah's relationship.
Yeah, it's to saboteur. She's the saboteur of Sarah. And she's just so hopelessly in love with Nathan. And...
She goes, yeah, I definitely think you should approach her about it.
Yeah.
To talk about the fuck... I love also, like, how does she know what...
She knows Holg.
Oh, because Sarah said that at the at the Johansson event.
She got
Johansson
intel,
launch.
Doll.
She heard all the intel, doll. Now,
the boys hit the beach, doll, and this was hot.
This was hot. This was also really gay.
Oh yeah,
this was the beginnings of a pornography, doll.
I loved it, doll.
The boys, they're all riding out on the beach in their big cars, and they're just driving cars right onto the beach.
And they stop and they're just like chilling in the cars, probably drinking hot kombucha.
And then they have like a boys' picnic. Gay. I was like, literally, these are the gayest men. I love it. And they talk about girls, which is even more gay. And
Nathan's like, someone's been spreading hate about me. And you cut to Elias and he's just like...
And then Nathan's like... Yeah, I guess Sarah and I met up for a beach gathering, like a beach date, and she sang to me. She had a ukulele. And then Elias is like, oh, I ran into her when I was at the beach.
He goes, I was going for a surf.
I was going for a surf, and I came back, and there she was on the beach. And he goes, well, did she have a ukulele with her? And he goes, she didn't have a ukulele. She had a lollipop and a hydro flask of some sort. And I was like, you guys, make out. And then Nathan goes, so I guess someone called me a fuckboy to her. If any of you guys want to call me a fuckboy, just go right ahead and do it now. And then the sexual tension reaches an all-time high. I literally was like, I need someone to kiss right now.
I know. It was...
It was... I'm like, even thinking of it.
Him and Elias are like...
They're... This is Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, they're... They've done stuff together, I think.
They've definitely at least like touched dickheads together just to see how it would feel, Dole.
Yeah. Hannah arranges for a crystal picnic, Dole, with Sarah. And I just salute Sarah for being brave enough to go anywhere alone with Hannah in like the woods.
I'm obsessed with Hannah.
I love Hannah.
I kind of want her to stab me with a crystal.
Sarah just moseys on up.
Yeah, Hannah's high on a hill, just arranging chunks of crystals on a blanket.
She goes, welcome to my healing picnic.
Healing magic carpet.
My magic carpet.
She's also wearing a skirt that I was like, I kind of love this.
Right?
Like, it was like a skirt that you're like, is this just a burlap sack that is kind of tie-dyed, or is this like a $350 skirt? Or is it both?
I think it's both.
And I was ready to have... Make that skirt fly off the racks, doll.
Hannah's got family money, love.
Everything a mum wears flies right off the racks.
Do you think Sarah has, like, girlfriends?
No.
Is she, like, a I'm only friends with guys kind of girl?
I don't know if she has any friends.
Yeah, because there's something awkward about her.
She's very, like, Svedka vodka robot, doll. She's... Like, AI. She's Stepford.
Hannah's bizarre, but she has friends. Like, you can tell she's like...
She's just like the kooky one in the friend group.
But Sarah, like, I think has trouble.
I think Sarah's so focused on her career and like doing music that it ends up being like very alienating to normies. But maybe that's how you have to be. I don't know.
Like Gaga on her keyboard.
She is like Gaga on her keyboard. They both can agree that Elle is a bitch.
Yeah, Hannah's like, she sucks.
Hannah goes, Elle is hard to read. She's a very strong woman, which is code for like a fucking nasty cunt. I love a coded compliment.
I love Hannah's looks.
Mm-hmm.
She's always like,
Hannah's, you can always like get into a little bit of trouble with Hannah.
Hannah goes, Nathan's, he's sort of a character.
He is preoccupied with having sex. And he likes to have sex with lots of girls. And Elle is hard to read. She's a very strong woman.
And Sarah's like, okay.
She goes. And then Hannah goes, let's do a tarot reading. And they laugh and laugh and laugh. They just laugh like two little hyenas for like 2 minutes. I love, this is the Five of Pentacles.
She's reading from a book.
That was literally me in a tarot reading.
We find out Simba's friend died while tripping on shrooms. He fell off a roof.
I was like, this is not just like a casual trauma story that you can drop on your silly little show, doll. This is like a real thing.
And Kai just goes, oh, because that's hard, mate.
He goes, thank you for sharing. I can't imagine your trauma. I'm like, imagine this man's trauma who died.
Yeah. Simba. So this is like explaining why Simba
is a spiritual person
into
now.
Healing.
He goes, man, it's so cool. Unsuspecting characters hanging out together.
I was like, you guys...
You're friends.
You're friends, and you also, like,
unsuspecting characters.
You dress alike. You both have, like, gauges in your ears.
You're all, like, into the same things. Yeah. I think what he means is, like, Kai is an unsuspecting character who they've invited to hang with them because he's on a show.
Yeah.
He goes, we just wanted to have a psychedelic experience, and then my friend fell off a balcony. Died.
So fucked up. It's like the stories you hear in Dare.
That's literally like, I feel like I actually do know someone from my boarding school that tripped acid and ran off a cliff in Santa Monica and died.
Damn.
That people are always like...
Post-boarding school?
Yeah.
Cascades.
It's hard, doll. But it, people are always trying to like run off of high things when they're geeked out. Stay away from the ledge, doll.
If you're going to trip, be on the ground around
Stay
cushions.
Stay on the ground, doll.
Be on a couch.
Don't get up high. So tonight is Kai's exhibition. But I wrote, Alex is constantly in a place of sorry, doll.
Sorry, doll.
And I love, that's what I love about him most.
Alex kind of, this is when I was like, it went from Alex's like camp to being like, okay, he's like, actually, there's something off. Because he's now genuinely like obsessed with Jade.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks about it as if the whole city of Byron's waiting to find out.
He's like, I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands, doll. And can finally confront him about his followers. So he's tonight's the night.
He's choosing Kai's.
I'm like, tonight's the night. A, not in Byron Bay. We're going to confront this also person that doesn't really live in Byron Bay about being the top influencer in all of Australia and prove that they're fake followers in an event for Kai where 20 people are.
The barn is like one of those like Instagram barns. It's like decked out in like
Christmas lights. And it's really like,
it's like hetero straight people love, hip straight people love a barn.
They do love a barn.
They love a barn with Christmas lights.
And they
like
love like
one strand of Christmas lights.
Airstream trailer on the property doll.
Yeah. It's
I gotta admit, I was into that barn in the trailer.
It's so like Nashville wedding.
It really made me feel kind of like Oklahoma, like drinking in the middle of nowhere, doll.
Doll.
Drinking at someone's parents' farm.
Live your truth, doll. I don't judge.
No, and I love an Airstream, doll. I'll be honest. I love a barn. I love a barn, doll.
I just like it, whenever I see that on like Instagram of like a married couple posing in front of a barn.
That's a lot.
I'm just like,
that kind of.
And the girl has like, the guy's wearing like little boots.
A suit with some boots.
And the girl has like a little.
What if I got engaged and then I went full barn aesthetic for my wedding? I think people would be across the board pretty thrown by that.
Doll, I'd be thrown, but I'd support you.
What if I had a hoedown, doll?
Oh, I'd love a hoedown.
I'd love to wear a cowboy boot
hoedown
at my
wedding. Hoedown would be fun. That's like not what I'm talking about.
You're talking about like,
I'm talking about like, we're in a barn.
You're talking about like playing. Were you talking about like the band, The National, playing?
I'm talking about like aesthetic of like Instagram, like vaguely Christian Girl Autumn Instagram influencer vibes.
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon playing at a barn. Your sex is on fire. And it's like.
And like.
There's like.
Listen, hold me in your eyes. In your eyes.
Yeah.
Is that Bon Iver?
And like
is
National.
That Bon Iver doll? I don't know this
song. And it's like a
at one point like they would bar. Play the dog days are over.
It's very Florence
the dog
running barefoot.
Days out.
Yeah.
Did you see there was a
Were
really
you on tour
good,
with her when she was just like running?
She was a runner. No, the biggest runner is Katy Perry.
Katy loves to run.
Lives to run. Her Swish Swish tour. She was running from one side of the stage the next.
Katy would love a barn.
Yeah, she's...
It's not... And look, I'm not judging you for... I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about...
I don't
like,
feel judged at all. I like... No, not I own my barn
I'm talking about the listeners
doll.
Out there who are into barn life. Barn,
you know that there are some...
Fancy barn aesthetic.
We have some Girlina listeners out there.
Oh, I know the Girlinas.
They got fully married in a barn and they're going... Sorry, doll.
Sorry, doll. I'm not judging you, doll. I love... Live, laugh, love it, doll. I'm just saying it's not my cup of tea, doll.
What if this is the thing that gets this podcast fully canceled? Is you pissed off the barn brides?
Then I would go down at least feeling...
In flames, doll.
I would go down knowing I stuck to my principles.
Hey, I'd stand by you, doll.
Thanks, doll.
And I, as a barn...
It's
as
just
a,
very...
As a barn lover...
It's very hetero.
It is. I mean, no gays would get married in a barn.
Some do, though. The ones who've been...
The gays that have never struggled. The gays that don't under... The gays that have never had a gay struggle.
Or the gays that just...
Are basically straight.
Yeah.
And then that's
the
bond.
That's why they're...
That's the bond. That's where the bond comes
in.
That's
why they're well received on Instagram.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Simon will send me, like, to kind of troll me a little. He'll send me, he was sending me, like, really, like, wedding vibes. Mm-hmm. Like, and he'd be like, how about this? Yeah. And I go, no! And he would be like, he would just be like, oh, why not? You know?
I love that.
It's out there, doll.
A wedding seems very stressful to have to, like, plan or conceptualize or think of.
But this isn't a wedding that we're talking about here, doll. It's a bond for
Kai's. I know, it's just a bond. It's just an ocho doll.
Sarah comes trudging up with her giant-ass keyboard. I'm like...
She's constantly in a place of hauling her huge keyboard up a hill.
Oh, just walking through the woods. Doesn't she have,
like, a bag she can put it in?
Yeah.
Or, like, a carrier?
Or, like, a...
A roller?
Yeah.
Roll it up, round doll?
Roll it up, doll.
Why are you always carrying that doll? They make her, she sings her sad song.
You see everyone's faces.
She sucked the energy out of that opening with a sad, sad song about being lonely in Byron.
Nathan's face, he's just like, and you just see Hannah and she's going.
Hannah's going like this. Jade's going like this.
Everyone is like, you just feel the energy just.
Honestly.
But props
I wasn't adult. Mad at that song. I kind of liked it.
No, it was kind of Billie Eilish.
It was a moody, sad song. Reminded me of Gia's sad song a little bit.
It was also very We Are Sisters.
And it was like, I love the any song that ends with like, it's like observing. It's A, being sad. It starts with being sad in your room alone. You're not never coming out of the room. Then it kind of shows why. You're not coming out of the room because you were slighted by a lover who promised to be there for you. And now they're not there for you. And now maybe you are going to come out of your room, but you see them out and about. And like they're kind of a liar. But then ending on the we're all liars here sentiment.
Yeah.
That gets me in my feelings, doll.
She was also kind of trolling them all, doll.
Yeah,
she was telling them all they were
it
all
was
full
a call out song on Nathan.
They were all full of shit, doll.
She said, sorry, doll, we're all liars here, dolls.
But everyone, and then everyone was like, came up to her at the end. They were like, you were so good.
They go, oh. But I liked the song. Alex has now taken his obsession with Jade into Jade has a problem.
Alex
thinks now that Jade has like, he's treating this like an addiction or of like a personality disorder that needs to be treated.
He's intervening on someone he's met once and he's taking a night for this is his potential clients. Like this is like a big night for her and he's making it about Jade. So he's a great manager.
He goes, well, now I really need to, I need to confront him because he seriously has a problem.
But power mood right here, Jade confronts Alex.
Well, first.
Oh.
Elias is incredibly moved by Sarah's song.
He's like, can we talk for a minute?
He goes, his song really struck a chord.
Of course it did.
It doesn't take much with this man.
They go out and they hang by the Airstream and Sarah goes, oh, I'm so cold out here. And he goes, oh, take my coat.
She goes, no, well, then you'll be cold.
No, don't do it. You'll be cold. And then she takes it and she goes, oh, it's actually like really warm.
These Australians and their observations, this is what I live for. They can say anything and I'm fascinated.
Nathan eyes them from the corner.
He's eagle-eyed, Nathan.
He's like, I don't like to see this.
Is it freezing outside? You can see everyone's breath, doll.
Maybe it was filmed in the winter, doll, which is our summer. It was the dead of July.
Up in the hills, it's cold, doll.
I can see it getting cold there on the coast.
This is so freezing. And then Alex and Elle are walking around and he goes, what speaks to you here? And she goes, this smorgasbord of bodies.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, she like mispronounces smorgasbord.
Yeah.
And Alex goes, well, now's the time where I'm going to put my money where my mouth is and I'm going to buy two pieces.
Wow, he's a big...
He's going to buy two pieces of Kai's sheets.
To hang them in his office.
I wish that Kai had taken the time to print them out on pieces of paper.
Yeah.
But oh well, he's making sales.
Jade is like all getting Lauren and Jess all hopped up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to that other girl who like whose husband owns like
Saskia.
Saskia. And she's like, he goes, was he slagging off during the show? And she goes, yeah, he was a bit of a hater. He was being really negative.
Alex was slagging off at the Joe Hansen event, and I'm not gonna stand for that. So Jade takes matters into his own hands.
He just goes right up and gets Alex before he can even do his thing.
He goes, Alex, can we have a chat with you? He goes, come over here. Let's have a chat with Alex. We're all going to have a chat with Alex over here now. We're having a chat with Alex.
Power.
Truly wrangling and placing.
And you see Alex's face. It's both terrified and rageful. Like, mm-hmm. He's like, his face, he's so shaken
caught off
up
guard.
By and caught off guard by Jade.
Mm-hmm.
He just goes the fuck in on Alex.
Jade goes, do you have a problem with me? And Alex goes, a problem with you? Well, I just have an issue, really. I ran your socials through our software. He went on a website and mm-hmm. put in someone's name. He goes, it seems like you have a lot of fake followers. And Jade goes, okay, well, you're actually a fucking joke. You're actually a fucking joke. You're an absolute fucking disgrace.
And he basically is like, you don't manage anyone relevant. And he goes,
you tried to manage me so many times.
And that was a twist.
That was a twist.
I was like, oh, now it all
never saw
makes
coming.
Sense. Now it all makes sense.
Sorry, doll.
Sorry, doll. Alex saw you even back then, doll. Before he had a million.
Because you're actually a fucking joke. You're a total, absolute fucking disgrace.
He goes, who are even your clients? Do you have any clients here? And he goes, well, no. And he goes, yeah, you're a fucking joke.
You don't manage anyone. You tried to manage me so many times. I said no every time, five times. He goes, well, that's not really true. He goes, yes, it is.
I believe
yes,
Jade.
It is, doll. Jade?
Jade.
I believe Jade.
Jumpy.
Je suis Jade.
Je suis Jade.
Je suis Jade. If anyone, look, here's the assignment for this week. If anyone tries to come up to you and tell you a thing or two, if anyone tries to sorry doll you this week, you need to turn the tables on them and go, you're an absolute fucking disgrace. You're actually a fucking joke. And you're an absolute fucking disgrace.
He really owned Alex's ass. Like, Alex looked like he was on the verge of tears.
Just tell them what's up. Is that they've tried to manage you at least five times.
I've never, like, Jade, and he didn't crack once.
No.
He was so, like...
He goes, well, maybe 5 years ago, I reached down. Oh, so you admit it then. You admit that you did try and manage me 5 years ago. So you're telling me the truth then, right? You're an absolute fucking joke.
And Sarah's
you're
like...
You're a fucking joke.
Sarah goes, no, let's be nice to each other.
He goes, shut up.
He goes, shut up, Sarah. Sure, shut the fuck up.
Jade storms off because you're a fucking joke, so have a go. Why don't you have a go?
Have a go.
Does that mean get out of here?
Yeah, maybe.
You're an absolute
Aussie
fucking
listeners,
disgrace.
Does that mean get out?
Jade storms off and goes, I need a fucking drink. Like, what the fuck? And that's when he went full Jame, and all the girlies ran after him. They all ran after him and caught up and were like, hee!
Yeah.
And I was like, he's... ascended.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it, doll.
The girl, you get the girlinas in tow, and
you shock the girlinas into submission, and then they flock around their queen bae, doll.
That makes me like, I wish I had leaned into that more as like growing up when I was like friends with all the girlinas.
Mm-hmm.
Like I should have been.
You should have been a mean gay doll.
A mean gay to all the boys who were mean to me, doll.
I know. Makes me sad that I can't go out and wage wars of terror on people, doll.
I guess
I still could, doll.
You still could, doll.
It's just harder to do. I don't have as much energy for it.
Yeah, and it's also
I don't care as much.
Yeah, when you're like past like the age of 17,
yeah.
it looks really, really dark.
Out of your 20s, yeah, as like a 36 year old. as like a 30, however old I am, 37, I guess, it's less attractive.
Yeah.
But I would flock to a gay that
did
it.
Yeah, me too, doll.
Doll. All we ask is for you to cause some drama around us, doll.
I've been friends with tyrant gays and I love it, doll.
I've been friends with tyrant girls.
You've been friends with tyrant gays.
No? Yeah. Yes, doll. I totally have, doll. You're an absolute fucking disgrace.
You're an absolute fucking disgrace. Why don't you have a go?
You're actually a fucking joke. So why don't you have a go?
Why don't you have a go? And then Alex, like, he looks domed.
Alex is white. He can't believe.
Jinx. White as a ghost.
He thought he was going to own Jade and go, sorry, doll. Tell you a thing or two.
He got sorry dolled.
No, yeah.
He's the most sorry doll he'd ever been. Now we know it's going to get bloody.
Yeah.
Alex is going to come back.
Just the beginning.
With a vengeance. With the Cara Delevingne's.
Sarah and Nathan go off and talk in the shadows.
She goes, I haven't really been seeing you much the last few days. And he goes, yeah, I've just been sort of busy.
He goes, it seems like someone really told you that I was a fuckboy, so who was it? And then she goes, it actually was Ilias.
Tattletale.
Tattletale vibes. And he looks so hurt. I was like, they are lovers. And he did this. He's a scorned. This is Call Me By Your Name.
Doll, my phone died, doll.
Oh, no, doll. How do you know, doll?
Because I can't see the reflection in the screen, doll.
God damn it.
Doll.
Doll, you should have charged your phone.
I charged it during the whole bonus, doll.
But why didn't you leave it charged, doll?
I don't know, doll.
You knew it was going to run out of batteries,
doll. Sorry, doll. I still got a good chunk of it.
Fine, doll. I guess I just have to accept it, doll.
He was devastated.
He goes, wow, that's pretty ruthless.
He looks completely blindsided.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
I need this show to turn into Elias and Nathan's love story, doll.
Is there the video?
I need a fireplace and one of them staring at Elias, staring into it as he cries, doll.
Visions of Gideon.
I need one of their moms to go, I know, doll. Aww. I need their dad to go, same here, doll.
The dad speech was great in that movie, but the real moment for me was when the mom silently, wordlessly comforts him.
That's me with my gay son, doll.
That's you with Tony, doll.
I go, it's okay to be gay, doll.
Anyway, doll.
Now Jade is sweating profusely. I was like, everyone else is freezing and Jade is pouring sweat. Yeah, I was like, Jade's hopped up, doll. And he goes, I've literally traveled the whole world. How did they know? Like, why wouldn't I have fans in Turkey? Like, I've traveled the whole world.
He goes, I'm big in Turkey.
I'm huge in Turkey.
He's traveled a lot, doll.
I will literally show him my Instagram. Don't even get me started. I'll go show him my Instagram right now.
I believe him.
Sure.
He's probably done meet and greets in Turkey.
Honestly, when a Kardashian gets involved, Turkey comes running. And that's just how it goes, doll.
Well.
Actually, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think the Turkish like the Kardashians.
They don't care for Armenians, doll. They said, sorry, doll. We're not into Armenians.
Kim is like taking out an ad in the New York Times, like calling for Turkey.
It is sus after all.
Maybe a little sus, doll. Maybe Alex is onto something, doll.
Wait, this software kills me. It literally is just a website.
I know, doll.
We had to run it through our software at the office.
Yeah, like you're like some...
Like you're a tech guru.
Yeah. I used to love seeing like some fucking random person that you knew just suddenly had like 40,000 followers and you'd be like, wait.
I've thought about buying followers before, but I've never done it, doll.
Good doll. Me neither, doll.
Because I don't want to...
I've worked hard for mine.
I don't want to... You're Team Alex. I think it's fine to buy followers. Like, I don't begrudge anyone.
Yeah, it depends on what you're trying to go for, doll. I've just been on Twitter for fucking 12 years. So, like, I should have been at it for a while.
Yeah.
I still want more.
That's where you got to pay up,
I've
doll.
I've grown it organically, doll. I know. I'm now Scottish.
You went full blown Scottish.
I've grown it organically, doll.
No, I think that that's very admirable, but I also understand like when you want to buy like the Caroline Calloway model of being like, if people come to my profile and see that I have like 40K, then they're going to think like, oh, this person's onto something.
Did she buy followers?
Yeah. She bought them all at the beginning.
Wait, really? To end this episode, can we just talk about the Caroline Calloway like apartment saga?
Yeah, I'm pretty into it.
So she's being sued, I guess, by her landlord. For like, she didn't pay like the last 2 years worth of rent.
She's being sued for, I think, 40K of back rent or something.
Shit.
She said, sorry, doll, I'm not going to pay the rent.
Caroline's the
And they said, sorry, doll, we're going to try and make you.
Caroline is like the definition of sorry, doll. I'm not writing this book, doll.
She's sorry, doll. She's made an absolute iconic living off of going full sorry, doll.
Sorry, doll. They're like, hey, can you get
us? I paid for that. I paid $25 for Scammer. And she said, sorry, doll.
The book?
Yeah. 2 years ago,
what
doll.
What was that accent? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's Scandi.
I'm like going to fart. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah, doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I've been waiting for that book.
She hasn't written a...
I think she's moved to Florida to write the book. I identify as someone that has talked about a book a lot. I identify with Caroline not writing the book that she talks about. And I think that that is an absolute writer's struggle. So I get it. I want
to
get the book someday because I do think she's a good writer.
Yeah.
But Kat Marnell, I have to hype Kat Marnell's Patreon right now because she's doing...
The Lord's work.
She's doing the Lord's work. She's doing like a 3-part Beauty Shambles investigation of Caroline Calloway.
Really?
Yeah. And she did like...
Because Caroline always exalted her.
Yeah. So she's spilling the tea.
Is she trolling her?
She's trolling her a little bit, but she's also being pretty fair. And like, it's a fascinating read.
Kat is...
Caroline, love her or hate her, there's something about her that keeps the girlies coming back for more.
Yeah.
And it's like beyond just like...
If Kat Marnell is finding interest, then, you know, it's something.
And it's interesting. And she taught the most recent one that I saw last week was all about Caroline and her cat Matisse that she brings out to the club with her.
That's weird. That's like...
I wouldn't bring a cat to the club, doll, but...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would.
A cat in the club is a lot.
That's like, I would be troubled if I saw that.
Yeah, but I mean, she's committed to doing her thing. But I thought, so then I thought Rachel Rabbit White had moved into Caroline's apartment, but then I guess like she was also kicked out. Like she was not allowed to like sublease it or something.
They're coming for the doll's doll.
They said, sorry, doll, no more living here. Not on my watch, said that landlord. Let the girlies live in the apartment.
Fuck landlords.
Fuck landlords. Suck my dick,
doll. We don't support landlords. Well.
I do pay my rent, though, doll.
Yeah, pay your rent on time,
doll. I'm not trying to get
in trouble,
doll.
You're not trying to get Caroline dolls. Caroline
Calloway.
But I guess,
like, in COVID, you technically could just not pay your rent. Maybe still?
Ugh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm
either.
So confused.
I don't want to talk about it, doll.
Anyway. Write to us. Let us know how you're loving Byron Bays.
We have a great bonus episode this week where the Byron girlies
come out to play
and they leave some voicemails.
Guys, we have a tour coming up in June that's going to be so fun. And we're
going to knock your socks off, doll.
Philly is selling like hotcakes and we're going to be out soon with Philly. So get on your tickets now while you can. It's June 4th. No?
I do think that that's correct. The dates are also always in the description of every episode. You can see the dates with links to tickets, but I'm going to read them to you right now, doll, so you know exactly when we're performing. Okay, doll?
Yeah, doll.
So, Sup Live is in Denver, Colorado at the Bluebird Theater June 2nd, doll.
June 2nd.
And then on June 4th, Sup's live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, doll, at the Cedar Cultural Center. Then we head on over to Detroit, Michigan, doll. Ever heard of it? June 5th will be at the Majestic Theater.
I've heard of Detroit, doll.
And then we round it out with a final show in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, doll. June 7th at City Winery again.
Guys, come on.
You got to get tickets
gonna be,
now, doll.
It's going to be really fun.
It's going to be so fun.
And like, it's going to be summer. We're going to be wearing sexy little outfits.
Yeah, you're going to laugh.
We're returning to my home city once again. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'll finally get to be in Philly again.
I've never been to Minneapolis or Detroit, doll. So I'm ready to rock. And we're ready to rock with you. So get on. Buy those tickets.
Get on board. Get your girlies and your gays together. Get tickets and get on down to the show.
We've got less than exactly 2 months ago.
Exactly 2 months before we take the stage in Minneapolis. So now's the time.
Well, anyway, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Editing services provided by
Friend of the Pod Production.